Dobby.
It is I.
Dobby is going to the stand right now. He is getting sworn in because he's going to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Except on one pass. He gets to pass and ignore one question. He'll boomerang one back at us, too. All right? You ready?
I've been looking forward all weekend to this.
That's a lie. He's lying already.
Lying. All right, Meredith, you're next up.
Davi, you've had a lot of fun, I would say, especially in the bedroom, sexually, with the ladies. One-night stands, threesomes.
Okay.
And I would have to say, you know what you like.
Damn, officer.
Right?
Tell it all your business.
Yeah. So let's say this upcoming weekend, you get to plan your perfect fantasy. You get to have whatever you want with how many ever you want.
Man.
And I want to explain your order. If you were to order everything and enjoy it this weekend, what's on the list?
What's on the list?
Oh, man.
What you ordering?
Okay. A room, a hotel room.
Okay. All right, let's get a list out. Room.
Yep. A little alcohol. Not too much. A little alcohol. A little buzz. Probably some champagne, I'm thinking.
That's nice.
Sound like a champagne night. I'd probably be down for like my lady and like a friend or two.
Two?
Yeah.
Okay, so three people all together.
Yeah, that'll work.
My lady and two others.
Yep.
Okay.
This is your fantasy.
Yeah.
You can have whatever you want.
You need a cameraman?
You want that goat? I mean, come on.
Like, I mean.
Buck can videotape. He's available.
This seems pretty normal Davi Saturday.
Like, yeah, right here, I mean, not normal Davi Saturday, but... I wouldn't really need nothing crazy. I got what I need right there. It's gonna go down.
That's
all weekend.
All?
I mean, probably something to, you know, I got my medical card, so I take a big pile of
big pile of motivation.
Yeah, and you know what? Just time. Because you're gonna have the weekend, the whole weekend.
Oh,
yeah. with the ladies
time.
And all that. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. All right.
That's it. But you know,
that's it.
I mean.
Okay.
I don't need like a midget or like a birthday cake or anything.
Little people.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Just to make sure we do that right. Little people.
Yeah.
You just, don't need just a little person.
Just the four of us and we're
okay,
good.
All right.
Just
all right.
Four.
Yeah.
Four of y'all.
Yeah.
You don't need none of that Viagra?
I think I'm good.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
You said four people.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, okay. All right.
Okay, that sounds like fun.
Wow, right. That's a nice fantasy, Dobby.
That's a good order. We'll make that number one on the drive-thru menu.
All right, let's see here. Buck, you next.
All right, Dobby. So in March, our company, Beasley, furloughed a ton of people.
Yeah.
It sucked. It still sucks. Mm-hmm. But what if today the bosses came to you? All right. And they asked you privately to name one full-time on-air staff member for Wild 94.1 that has to be furloughed today.
Oh, man.
Today?
Yep. And you got to tell him, dog.
And he has to decide who?
Yeah.
Okay. Corporate wants to know who gets furloughed, Davi.
Somebody from Wild?
Yes.
Wild on-air full-time.
They looked at the numbers and they was like, yo, y'all got to lose a body.
One more cut.
Furloughed.
Dobby has to decide what body that is.
Who would I furlough?
See, he's not going to plead the fifth.
Nah.
He's like, no fear. Nah. Nah, son.
I'll probably furlough the nut house. Just for future cuts.
Yeah. He's getting ahead of the game. Yeah.
Two people are gone.
Yeah.
He's getting ahead of the game right now because he know they're going to come back and ask for more. So he's giving them two. Wow.
Yeah. Does that work?
Yeah.
He gave more than we asked, but yes.
Wow.
They are happy with you.
Go above and beyond.
There you go.
Sorry, guys.
Corporate's like, we asked him for cuts and he cut. All right, Davi, my question. Let's see. Okay, Davi, your girl hasn't been totally honest with you.
Oh, man. What she does.
Back in the day when she was living in
El Salvador. Okay.
She had a kid.
Oh, damn.
She had a kid. Now, this was lifetime ago.
Okay.
She had a kid. She did what was best at the time. She put the kid up for adoption.
Oh, okay? Man. Okay.
Now, Kid shows up at your front door. Years later, this kid has showed up. He has found his way here. Is it time to buy you a van, Daddy?
Oh, man.
Or is it time to get her luggage out?
So if my girl's kid showed up.
Mm-hmm.
At the front door.
At the front door.
Is it time to go get a van, Daddy? Or is it time to get her luggage?
Okay. So
she could get out.
Wow.
It's a baby.
Oh, it's a baby.
You're a daddy.
Man.
It's not a baby because he found you. So it's not that baby, but it's a baby. It's a man.
It's a man baby.
You know what? I'd probably take him in. I'd probably take the jit in. If he made it from El Salvador, A, he's resilient.
It's a long trek.
You know, doing the math, he'd probably be, just in my particular situation, he'd probably be about 10, 12.
About 10 to 12, yeah.
Yeah, I could
got a little mustache.
Yeah, I could deal with like a 12-year-old.
A little ride or die.
Yeah, he got a strong back. Yeah, I'll bring him in the squad.
There you go. Come on.
Daddy Davi, who knew it would happen?
Look at you. I got one for you. Okay. Davi, on a freak scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the freakiest, what would you rate yourself? And why?
See, there's a lot of people into some really crazy off-the-wall stuff. Those people are tens. I'm not there. I would say maybe like a 6 or a 7 in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah.
That was,
I see that for
I
you.
I think we're disappointed. Orlando and I expected
I expected a little better than that.
I mean, some people are just, they're just, what they're into
dirty.
Is a 10, and I don't want to be close to that. So,
yeah, like the Odell Beckhams.
Things like that.
You don't want to go that far.
Right.
Okay, yeah. If that's the 10, then I'm living around
you
the
feel
6.
Me?
Yeah. You know. All right. Davi, let's see here. Your hottest crush in the world, whoever that is, who is that?
It changes. I like Demi Rose.
Okay. Demi Rose.
Yes.
If you don't know her, Google her.
Yep.
Just don't do it from your work computer. Davi, your hottest crush in the world, Demi Rose, right now, offers you a night of anything and everything.
Ooh.
But she wants you to get through her man before you can get her.
Okay.
Are you slaying the dragon or to get the princess or no?
Where I am, like, Davi in a relationship or?
I know. They didn't say so.
Oh, I'm assuming that's what they're referring to.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I wouldn't throw away what me and my girl and her 10-year-old kid have going on for 8 years for one girl. It'd be a great night, but
right.
I wouldn't be able to keep a Demi Rose.
But see, wait, now, because the question is, she wants you to get through her man before you get her.
Okay.
So does that mean you have to fight through the
that's
man?
Who's her man?
I don't know. Like, how bad is her man?
That's
a hard thing. Like, now I'm bruised up when I get to enjoy the night. That's a hard thing.
No, I mean, I wouldn't get murdered, like, or just have to fight like a UFC guy or something like that to try to hook up with somebody. So
you got to pick a girl with a wimpy man.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, with a good pass. Okay. All right. Let's see. That's two.
Last one. This has come in a few times. Which one of your friends... If your girl's friends, do you feel would give the best Monica?
What?
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely not answering.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me understand this. Which one of your friends' girls would
With my girl's friends.
Think
my girl's friends.
Girl's friends.
What
his girlfriend's
what you, okay,
friends.
Okay, all right. Yeah. All right, that's better.
Yeah. Right? That's what it said.
That's better. That's better.
Girl's
all right, so
friends.
So which one of your girl's friends do you think gives the best blessing?
I'm not answering that. Nor have I ever thought about it.
Yeah, right.
Right. That's what I was going to ask. Like before we tap out. You trying to say you never thought about it?
Never thought about it.
Ever.
You're not a liar.
You can play my little thing. I
plead the fifth. Five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Now that your question has come up, since you've never thought about it before,
yeah.
Is there anybody who pops in your hand
never
now?
Thought about it.
Never thought
never
about it.
Never thought about it.
Not even think about
but
it
But you
now.
Know what I have thought about is this boomerang that I'm about to sling y'all with. And I'm going to go with... You know, the easy one would be the perfect night and everything like that. But yeah. Who wants to be easy when somebody could get fired around this piece? If somebody had to get furloughed.
Don't do it.
Who would it be?
You know what? I got my answer.
Wow. All right. Buck, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Give me some time.
I'm going to furlough Meredith.
Why?
Because I'm doing this the kindness of my heart.
What?
So you can spend time with the new baby.
Okay.
So you can get that body
yeah,
back.
Yeah, I did that.
All that free time you're going to have.
He says you can get that body back.
I'm helping you. Oh, I'm on your side.
Right. You're right. I get it. Thank you so much. And my pick is your ass.
Oh, damn.
You're furloughed now. Bye. Right. See you.
We can hang out.
Yeah, okay.
That's terrible.
Orlando.
Terrible.
So y'all canceled each other out.
Anyway, the question was who on the air? You can't furlough.
Oh, that's
Buck.
True.
Really?
Buck is in video.
Digital.
Okay.
Yeah, don't be trying to slide out and trying not to select.
Web.
Well, I'm going to go with one of the people from the Nut House since there are two. There are two people. It's not just like one show. Like Babs, she has her own show. Joey has his own show. So since there's two people on the Nut House, I'm going to have to pick.
Who you going to furlough?
Yeah, I think I want to go with Buck.
Week.
Just for so he can have some time off.
He works very hard.
He works very hard.
You're giving him a little time off.
Sure, why not?
That's how you're going to explain it
to him. I had to pick one of them.
You work very hard.
Yes.
you look like you need a break.
Yeah, you need a break. If I'm furloughing somebody on the air, this is where Mark used to get mad.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because Mark used to always get picked. He'd be like, why is everybody picking
me? And then it happened in real life. Oh.
That's nasty. All right. If I had to pick a furlough to happen today, it would probably be the Nut House.
Both?
I'm just listening. I put one.
You can still have the house.
I mean, what?
Just kick off one of the nuts.
It's an apartment now.
Nut condo. I can't see. I don't want to pick one or the other.
I did.
Dobby did. Dobby got rid of the whole show.
That's more messed up than what I did.
No, it's not.
Oh, yes, it is.
You tried to fire Buck. I mean, what the hell?
He's still fired.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.